Welcome. It's another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Tell Them What Your Name is the debut album for Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, an old-fashioned soul band from Austin, Texas. Think Otis Redding and the Bar K's, of James Brown and the JB's. What holds it all together is the fresh, irreverent take of Joe Lewis himself, a former seafood restaurant worker who, armed with an electric guitar, began performing around Austin, eventually gathering the Honey Bears around him and getting Spoons drummer Jim Eno on board to produce this album. The band squeezed into our studio, and I started out commenting on how early in the day it was to be playing and wondering when Joe usually gets up.
Man, I used to get up around 8 every day and go to work, but now I just kind of, you know, whenever Jack says get up and go to next town, I get up, you know, so.
Now, you last job you had, you were working for a seafood company in in Austin?
Yeah, Quality Seafood, and they fired me. I got cussed out by my boss the other day on the phone. It's pretty interesting, I don't even work there anymore.
I thought they were being pretty cool to you and letting you tour and stuff.
Oh, they were, man, but, you know, cool only goes on for so long with some people, man, you know.
Well, we're really glad that you're doing this and making a living at it. So that is absolutely great, and thanks for coming by. Why don't you do a tune, and we'll find out a little bit about how this all began.
All right. This is called Sugarfoot. Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? He said, yeah.
Sugarfoot from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that sounds great. You know, I saw you guys about a month ago, and maybe you like playing at this hour of the morning. You've gotten tighter. It sounds really good.
I think my voice sounds better in the morning.
Yeah, is that
for some
possible?
Reason.
I guess you get this question a lot, Joe, because you're like in your 20s, and this is not like the music your average 20-year-old you know, gravitates to. How did this become your music?
I guess whenever I started playing guitar, I had a, like, I would go around and try to learn from different people. And I had, like, some good friends that introduced me to, like, old blues, like Elmore Jane, like a lot of guys I like a lot. And, you know, just from other people, I guess, you know.
And I understand your first guitar was a pawn shop guitar. You remember what it was?
It was an Ibanez, like a Strat copy. I don't know what it was called, man. It was...
Uh-huh. But cool, but now you're a totally a Telecaster fan.
Yeah, yeah, I always play Telecaster. So
and that's your signature Telecaster with the
yeah signature. It's got a some pictures of my mini wives on it.
I understand you've been playing for a while, and then you kind of gave it up. And Zach, what did you do to reignite the soul fire here?
Well, Joe was kind of, you know, talked about a lot in Austin, and kind of everyone knew who he was. He had like a record that you could buy at Waterloo Records, you know, exclusively there, this kind of demo thing that he put out several years ago.
With what, DC Killa on it? And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. DC Killa and songs like that. And so I read about him in like the weekly free paper, The Chronicle down there, and picked up the record and thought it was really great. And probably listened to it and didn't meet him or anything for a year or two. And I was at the University of Texas booking a big spring free concert with Little Richard as the headliner, and thought, you know, like, what better local support than this guy Black Joe Lewis? So I went and tracked him down, like kind of stalked him down at Quality Seafood while he was working. And, you know, he didn't know who I was or anything, but I just kind of walked in, and he was there shucking oysters. And I said, hey, you know, I go to UT. I'm a big fan. You want to open for Little Richard? And that's how we met, and we kind of became friends. And shortly after that, we started playing guitar together. And I guess the band is made up of guys that I know and some of his friends too. But we kind of got the whole thing together right after that. So,
well, all right. Well, why don't you do another tune? We'll find out more. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears are playing live today.
This one's called "I'm Broke."
Black Terry Lewis and the Honey Bears with I Am Broke, a song that let's hope becomes less and less relevant, but it's of the moment. Now Black Joe Lewis is a great name, but was there a white Joe Lewis, or how did you...
Not till after there was a black Joe Lewis.
Oh, yeah, and some guy said...
Yeah. Black Joe was a name that me and a friend of mine came up with doing, like, we do, like, some comedy stuff, and, like, it's just a good name, man. You know, it gets people's attention in, like, a negative way or a positive way.
Oh, absolutely.
Attention's good either way, so.
I'll put your record on. Let's say, who's that? And if I'll say Black Joe Lewis, and everybody goes, you know.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why it's such a good name.
Exactly. All right, what you want to do next?
Bobby Boucher.
Now, where'd this come from?
This is, I got a friend out in Louisiana that's pretty wild, so it's kind of about him. And then I got the idea from the Color Changing Click, this is a rap group out of Houston back in the day, and they put out all their mixtapes that have, like, movie characters drawn on them, like comically, you know, from, like, movies, and... Mm-hmm. And they had Bobby Boucher on this one, and he was tackling this dude really hard, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's the Bobby Boucher, you know, if you make him mad, he'll beat you up real bad. So that's what this song's about.
This is a little too much fun. That's Bobby Boucher from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Another one from Tell 'Em What Your Name Is, the debut full length from the band out of Austin, Texas. And all right, we found out about what you're like songwriting. I can see how you thrive live. What's it like to be in the studio? I know you worked with Jim Eno from Spoon on this. What's your approach to the studio?
The studio is great. It's a great place to be. I love it.
Yeah.
I like, Yeah, last time you like an interview, I said like I don't like the studio. So it sounded like I was saying I don't like Jim's studio.
Right.
But I just don't like the studio in general. I hate it. So.
So what would they have to go find you to do your vocal parts, or you know, you'd be out of there?
Nah, it's just not the type of way I'm used to playing music. It's totally new to me. So it's like, you know, that's why I don't like it. It's a little bit more tedious. And,
right.
Yeah, everybody's telling you what to do, and it's like, man.
Yeah.
So. But it's cool, man. I mean, that's what you got to do to make a record. So,
and it worked out pretty well. It sounds really good.
Definitely.
So, well, we got time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
We're gonna do the song by a musician back home in Houston called Little Joe Washington, and it's called Somebody Loves Me. I mean, if you ever get a chance to see him, man, I think if you ask me, he's the greatest living live performer or musician ever. So
Little Joe Washington.
Yeah.
How old is he? What's this?
He's like, he's got to be in his 70s. He's a little homeless guy in Houston that plays around town, and he's been around there for a while. And this is one of his older songs. He's got newer stuff, and he's got his older stuff too. So he's been around for a while, and not a lot of people got to hear him. So
let's check him out. Okay.
Never.
I Know Somebody Loves Me, another performance from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, finishing up our podcast. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. There is more where this comes from. In fact, you can stream almost all of our interviews at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Till next time, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.